The news this week that Congressman Chris Collins is facing a federal indictment alleging that he was involved in insider trading has put a new spin on the fall elections in western New York. WXXI's Randy Gorbman has details.
One of Collins' fellow House Republicans in this region, Tom Reed of the Southern Tier, says the allegations against Collins are serious, but he says any decision about his political future are up to Collins and the voters.
Ultimately, you know, Chris and his family are going to have some decisions to make and some difficult issues ahead, and we'll leave it up to him in regards to how to proceed here. When it comes to, you know, the future of the district, I trust the wisdom of the people. And the people will weigh in one way or the other with this election process coming forward.
The 27th Congressional District has been solidly Republican in recent elections, but Collins' Democratic challenger this year, Nate McMurray, says word of the indictment has added momentum to his campaign. In fact, McMurray says the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has reached out to offer assistance, and he says up to now that committee hadn't really seemed to take notice when he sent them photos of his rallies.
This was as grassroots as it gets. They weren't paying attention. The same algorithm that told them that Hillary Clinton was going to win in a landslide told them that we didn't have a chance. We always had a chance. Now it's added kerosene to the fire, and we are going to win this.
There's also a third candidate in the race, Reform Party candidate Larry Piezza. Randy Gorbman, WXXI News.